Welcome to the FMU Shami Shir sponsor and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Pei Aleph in the Oizvod edition, Perek Chi, starting Halacha Tes and the Banan Daf Pei with base. Zok the Mishnah. Chabura Shavat Pischo. You have a group of people that join together to eat the Korban Pesach, and the Pesach got lost. Omru Lechot Seu Bekesh Veshchoit Aleinu. The appointed one and said, you will go and find the Korban for us. He indeed found another carbon and he shecht on behalf of the entire chabur. They were waiting for him. They saw he's being delayed. They weren't sure if he's giving a carbon or not. So they took their own animal and made that their carbon pesach. If his animal was shechted first, so he's going to eat from this carbon because that was his intention. And they will eat as well because they appointed him to be a shliach. So he would immediately shed the Korban Pesach, they were yoitz to the Korban Pesach. And the second animal that they took, that animal is going to waste. Im shalem nishchas rishon, if their carbon was shechted first, hu oichel mishaloi, he's going to eat from his own because he separated from them, he made his own carbon. Fem oichel mishalem, and they're going to be eating from their own carbon because the minute they shechted before he shechted, so then they removed his shlichus and made their own carbon. Continues the mission that Pi Aleph Mud Aleph. Ain't you do a is a memishad we showing? Or shachtu shtem kachas. If we don't know who was shechted first, or they both were done in the same moment. And here there's a mistake in the gears of the Mishnah. The Yerushalmi use the gears that we have in the regular Mishnayas. The gears say is, who oichel mishaloi? He eats from his own because he was appointed to be a shliach, and when he shechted the carbon, that was his das. I'm going to shecht this carbon on my behalf. And he removed himself from their carbon. They could not eat with him because maybe he was shechted second. And their carbon will be burnt because maybe he was shechted second. I'm not sure. So you can't eat it. You have to burn it. But they don't have to do Pesach Sheni because one of the Pesachim was shechted on their behalf. Either his or theirs. They just don't know which one. So therefore, they don't have to do Pesach Sheni. We'll see more about this in the Gemara. The Mishnah now brings the opposite case. Amar lehem, he tells the group, Imi charti, if I'm coming late, shechatu alai. Please check the Korban Pesach on my behalf. So he appointed them to be his shlech. Halachu motzo, he went and found a korban. Veshochat, he shecht it. Vehem lokhu veshochtu, they found the korban and they shecht it. Im shalem nishchad rishoin, if their korban was first, hem ochlim shalem, because that's what they had in mind, to shecht their own korban. Fu ochem imoyim, he joins them, because he appointed them as the shlech. And they shechted on his behalf, even though he shechted afterwards. That was too late. If his carbon was shechted first, he eats from his own. They eat from their own because they never appointed him as a shliach. He appointed them, they didn't appoint him. We don't know which one was shechted first or they were shechted in the same moment. So then it's the opposite case of before. They eat from their own because they never appointed him as a shliach. Because he can't eat with them, because maybe his was shechted first. His will be burned because he can't eat it, because maybe theirs was shechted first. He doesn't have to do Pesach Sheni because there was one Pesach done on his behalf, he just doesn't know which one. Amar lehem v'omrulo, he appointed them as a shliach, and they appointed him as a shliach. They're all going to eat from the first one, because they're all together. The question is, which one was shechted first? That will be the carbon for both of them. If they don't know which one was shechted first, you have to burn both, because neither of them can eat, because we're not sure which carbon belongs to each. They didn't say anything to him. He didn't say anything to them. They're not responsible for each other. Each one goes with his own carbon. Continues the Mishnah. You have two groups. Of each one has its own, each group has its own korban, and the korbanis got mixed up. I don't know which korban belongs to which group, but we know that both korbanis are korban pesach. Each group pulls one animal. One of each group goes to the other group. A member of group A goes to group B, and a member of group B goes to group A. That's what they tell him. If this is our korban, so you leave group B and you become part of us, and this is our korban, this was our original korban, and you're going to come and join our korban. And if this is yours, meaning you are a member of Group B, and this is the Korban of Group B, so we're leaving our original Korban and we're joining you on Korban B. And that's a Group B, says to the member of Group A as well. Now what's the idea behind this? You can never leave a Korban Pesach without any members. So if Group A will not take a member of Group B, he'll just say, you know what, if this is our Korban, great, and if not, we're joining Group B. So if that is correct, so the Korban of Group A will remain with no owners. And that way it becomes possible. So therefore, they bring a member of Group B and they say, if this Korban is ours, originally you join us. If it's not ours, so we are leaving now our Korban and joining you, but they have a member that is not with them, that joined Group B. So he remains the owner on this Korban, and he melee, that Korban always has some owner. The same thing will work if you have five groups of five members or five groups of 10 members. Meaning the same concept works with multiple chaburs. So if I have five groups, each one has five members. So a member of Group A will join Group B, and a member of Group B will join Group C, and a member of Group C will join Group D, etc. So what happens is that every group will have five members, each from a different group. There will be a member of Group A, B, C, D, and E on Korban A. There will be a member of Group A, B, C, D, E on Korban B, etc. for each one of the Korbanos. Because you always have to have the potential of having the original owner here in this Korban. Continues the Gemara with base. This is referring to the beginning of the Mishnah. We had a group of people that sent somebody to do the Korban on their behalf. And we're not sure which one was shechted first. So what do we say over there? The Potter for doing Pesach Sheni. Why are the Potter for doing Pesach Sheni? If they were shechted together, so then they were never able to eat this Korban. And the requirement is, when you shech the Korban Pesach, you need to be able to eat it. Here, when they shechted, they knew they're not going to be able to eat it. So well, this is the Shita of Avnason that says, as long as the Shechita was done Karoi, even though you can't eat it, it's still okay. As long as the Zrika is okay, even though you can't eat it, it's still okay. Says the Gemara, Tani bar Kappa Yofe Shtiko Lechachomim. It's better to be silent, even for wise people. Kavachomim Letipshim. Kol Shekhen, that a fool should be silent. Chen Shloimi Oimer Gamevil Mecharish Chachom Michoshev. Even a fool who's quiet, he looks smart. Of course, the Chacham was quiet, he makes him look very smart. And this refers to our Mishnah that he said that if the group told him to be there to do Pesach on their behalf, and he told them to do Pesach on his behalf, that makes it complicated and they both don't have Korban Pesach. But if they were silent, they didn't say a word, each one is good enough with Korban Pesach, so better not to talk so much and you'll be better off. Halacha Yudzuk the Mishnah. You have two people that the Korban Pesach got mixed up. Now what should they do? Here, they don't have a few members in each group. It's only one member in each group. So zeh moishech lo yechod vezeh moishech lo yechod. Each one of them will take one of the Korbanos. Zeh mani imo yechod min hashuk vezeh mani imo yechod min hashuk. They come and add another member to their Korban. So Reuven takes Korban A, and he adds another person from the market to be the member of Korban A. And Shimon takes Korban B, and he adds another person from the market to be a member with him on Korban B. So now you have two people on each Korban. So now each member is Zeh Ba'etzel Zeh, V'Zeh Ba'etzel Zeh. Now the person Reuven took goes to Shimon, and the person Shimon took goes to Reuven. V'Kachu Oimer, what do they say? Similar to what we saw in the previous Mishnah. Im Shiliu HaPesach HaZeh Yedechaz Meshuchat Meshachov V'Nim Nisa HaShali. If this Korban is mine, this was my original Korban, so then you leave your Korban that you join Reuven later, and you come join mine. And this is your Korban that Reuven added you to join. So I leave mine and I join yours. Says the Gemara, oh, this is the Shita of Rabbi Yudah. Which Rabbi Yudah? The Tanin Tamon we learned before. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't have Korban Pesach with only one member. Rabbi Yehuda says you could have a Korban Pesach with one member. What's bothering the Gemara? So explains Reb Chaim like this. The Gemara is bothered. Why do you have to go and bring another person from the market in order to make sure that you have an owner, that the Pesach stays without an owner? I have an easier solution. Each one of these members will become a member in both korbanos. Meaning Reuven will tell Shimon, I'll join you in your korban. I'll be a partial owner in my korban, a partial owner in your korban. And you'll join me in my korban. So we'll both be partial owners in both korbanos. And even though you can't have two korbanos space of one person, that's only time of Shechita. Before Shechita, I can be a member of both. And then once they're a member of both, one will leave his membership and the other one will leave the other membership, and that's how they'll be able to exchange it without having to have the korban without an owner. Why do we have to bring a person from the market? Says the Gemara, because Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa holds anyway korban pesach needs to have more than one owner. So anyway, eventually you'll have to have another partner. So just bring the partner now and solve the issue at this moment. Continues the Gemara now. Gemara is asking a question in the previous Mishnah. Previous Mishnah says, if I have five groups of five, so I still have a solution, I have to take care of it. Says the Gemara, Hashel Arbo Loi. But if it's five groups of four, then I don't have that solution. Because I know I can have a representative of each group on each carpet. Why not? Why can't I just bring a person in the shuk, like we say in our Mishnah? Bring a person from the market, and he will be the fifth one. And in Melee, you will have five people. So now I can solve the problem. Even though I have five groups, and each group has only four members, I drew somebody from the market. Now I have each group has five members. They have the same solution we said before. Answers the Gemara, like Ken Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yehuda. We just learned that we're going with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is that you always have to have not only a Korban Pesach has to have an owner at all times, as we saw before, but you have to have the original owner. You always have to have one of the original members on this korban. It cannot be that all the members of this korban will be new members that weren't there originally. So you may let, if I have a group of four, and I add a fifth one in a shuk, and now each one of the group will join one of the korbanos, will come out to be that the member of this shuk, the new member, he will come in a sole owner of one of the korbanos. That means this korban will have no original owner. That's something you cannot do. And you mean because I'm a Mishnah, it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, I understand why I have to have five groups of five and not five groups of four. So now the Gemara has, without saying it, the way Rabbi Chaim explains it, the Gemara now is asking in our Mishnah. Let's go back to our Mishnah. But in our Mishnah it says that you bring person in a shuk. So you have Reuven and Shimon, each one is a member of one of the Karbanos. Each one takes one member in the shuk. And now Reuven tells the member, if this is my korban, you join me. If this is not my korban, this will be your korban, I'll join you. So it comes out that at least at that moment, you don't have any original member on that korban, because Shimon, who was the original member, left. So according to you, that you always have to have one of the original members. How does it work in our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda called Groma Amro Dei Rabbi Yehuda. It goes very well because it's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanin Tamon, as we saw before, ain't Shechti Pesach LeYochid Divrei Rabbi Yehuda VeRabbi Yosi Matir. Rabbi Yehuda says you can never have only one owner on a Korban Pesach. So if I have a Korban Pesach that has only one owner, it's embedded in it that there's somebody else that will join. And retroactively, the second one is considered to be an owner for the beginning. So Rabbi Yehuda L'shita also works well. If I have multiple members, I have four or five, so a new member is considered to be new, and now he cannot be the only member left on the Korban. But if there's only one member on the korban, so that's starting in the wrong foot. You need to have at least two members. So you may lay embedded in the korban, this will be another member. So the second member that joins will consider to be a member from the beginning. Retroactively, he's the member from the first moment. And therefore, in our Mishnah, there's only one member on each korban. You can join some mina shuk, and it will not be considered that this korban is staying without any one of the original owners. With this, we conclude the ninth parak of Maseches Pesachim, Hadronach Perek Mishai Atome, Hadronach Perek Mishai Atome, Be'ezer Hashem. And with this, we conclude the Yerushalmi Pesachim, Daf Pei Aleph.